comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say. It's all right. It's all right. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, what's Eric Mann doing at 11 o'clock on a Monday? This is Eric Mann. I'm the host of Voices from the Frontlines, which will be on also tomorrow, Tuesday at 4, Election Day, November 8th. But this is a special KPFK, Voices from the Frontlines, Labor Community Strategy Center, Take the Initiative Voter Guide show. We had a wonderful show last Tuesday, and I just want to thank our listeners. We're going to go to the phones at around 11:20, let's say 818-985-5735. We have taken positions on 9 ballot initiatives. You can speak on those. You can argue for another ballot initiative. We're not going to discuss the presidential candidates. We're going to focus on ballot initiatives. Any initiative that you like or don't like, you have 2 minutes to make your case. And again, I want to just thank our listeners. You guys are great, women and men, guys, for how you get to the point, your thoughtfulness. I just love the listeners. So we go to the phones a lot because we like Channing Martinez and I, who are in studio. We like our audience a lot. We like our listeners a lot. It makes us understand why the heck we're doing the show. So this is Monday morning at 11. You're on KPFK 90.7 FM. This is a special edition. Of Voices from the Frontlines, and it's called the Take the Initiative Voter Guide. We're going to go into 9 ballot initiatives that we at the Labor Community Strategy Center have a position on. This reflects the thinking of Channing and myself, Manuel Criollo, Barbara Lott Holland, Ashley Franklin, and others at the Strategy Center. We didn't pick every single initiative because we want to actually think we know what we're talking about, so we picked 9. And what we're going to do is Channing Martinez is now going to lay out the party line from our party on what we think on these 9 initiatives. And then I'm going to go into more detail on each one. And then you're going to go to the phones, 818-985-5735. But before we do, Teddy, we have John Powell, who's a professor on race relations, really, really good guy. He teaches at Berkeley. Last night, he got our ballot initiative. If you go on www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com and register, you get the Channing Martinez special weekly news bulletin about what the show is. So John Powell, picture this, who I believe is up in Berkeley now, sends me an email and says, "Hey, Eric, great ballot initiative. Would you please play this PSA because this is trying to focus in particular Black people on voting and getting the significance of the vote." So, Teddy, if you could, let's play that PSA and then we'll get to Channing.
I was born with a right to write my freedom on the pages of my life, to be considered a part of America, not apart from America.
They used to trade lies for ballots,
walk through bombs and bullets, cause back then for black skin it was a sin to vote. Lives were lost for us just to have a choice.
But times didn't change.
No change in our freedom, no locks on our minds.
Violence on the TV screen, the siren scream, but we don't.
Either this generation rides or the one behind us dies. No change in our freedom, no locks on our minds. America trying to put the fear in us.
Are we gonna face adversity or run from it?
Are we gonna free to fight or play hide and seek?
Then deal with the consequences and disbelief.
I look at the children and see heaven in their eyes. You either fight the system or abide by it. We must stand and we must rise.
Letting our light shine on November 8th.
No more chains on our freedom. No more locks on our minds. We are the new millennials. So get up, find a poll.
Choose your candidate.
It's never too early. It's only too late if you wait. We control our own fates.
Our voices matter.
Our voices are loud
and demand to be heard.
No more chains on our freedom. No more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom. No more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom. No more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind, no more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind, no more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind.
No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind. Thank you, John Powell, on that terrific PSA. The point is that people have fought and died for the right to vote. Go vote. It's really important. It's important for yourself. One more thing, and I'll get to chanting. You know, they always say, does your vote count? I don't know if it counts in the specific way that your vote is really going to change something. Your vote's going to change something for you. When you get up there and vote, it's about you. Mm-hmm. It's about you waking up in the morning and say, I count. I count. I want my opinion counted. We had members of the Strategy Center Bus Drivers Union, black members, more my age, who came out of the 60s, who men and women who truly risked their lives for the right to vote. They didn't necessarily think their vote was going to vote out the white power structure. Their act of voting was a challenge to the white power structure. So in that context, please vote tomorrow, whatever you want to do. And with this, I want to introduce Brother Channing Martinez. He's going to go over the 9 ballot initiatives, our basic positions on them, and then he and I are going to go into some of the details of what we've written.
That was great. The video was great, and your comments were great. And I would say that even if your vote didn't matter, why are they still trying to take it away today? They canceled the Voting Rights Amendment just, last year or the year before. If your vote didn't matter, then why are they starting to take it away, right? Even if it's just to have them go scream in a pillow, go vote! So, we have a tradition here at the Strategy Center called the Take the Initiative Voter Guide. And we've done several initiatives over the years. And this year, we're focusing on, I'll start with the yeses, Proposition HHH, which is, we're encouraging you to vote yes on the LA City Ballot Initiative of funding for homeless housing, right? Proposition 5, again, yes, yes, yes. Continuation of the tax on the wealthy to go to public education and others. Proposition 55, again, yes. Increased parole charges for prisoners convicted of nonviolent acts, right?
That's 57.
57, excuse me. Proposition 62, we want the death penalty to be gotten rid of, right, here in California. Prop 64, yes, again, legalization of marijuana initiatives, and Eric will go into that as well. And with the no's, of course, we start with our own campaign, No on Measure M, Metro's racist, gentrifying, regressive sales tax, and the continuation of their apartheid pass system, right? No on Prop 56, right? Do not do a cigarette sales tax on the poor, right? No on Prop 60, right, which is an attack on the adult film workers, right? No on Prop 66, which, again, is an attack on prisoners, right, with the death penalty, acceleration, and cruelty.
So cool. Those are our 9 positions. 818-985-5735. You can start getting in queue now. You won't get on for about 15 minutes, but we're going to spend most of the time, as we always do, talking with you. The first 20 minutes, me and Channing get. So I'm going to go over each one, okay? So we have 9 votes. Now, I want to say there's a 10th, Proposition 61, which Bernie Sanders is for, Alan Minsky is for. We have not studied that enough, so I'm not going to, at the Strategy Center, we don't have opinions on everything. It takes time to have an opinion. We study it, we read it. So I'm going to vote yes on 61, but I'm not because if Alan Minsky tells me to, and yeah, Bernie Sanders says me to, I'll vote yeah. But that's not one of the Strategy Center 9 positions, okay? So, but you can get on the phone, 818-985-5735, and say, hey, Eric, I'm against 61, or blah, blah, blah. You get it, okay? So let's start with Measure M. This is serious stuff. The MTA, I'm just going to read you since we worked so hard on the text. MTA's racist, gentrifying, regressive, climate-denying sales tax. This is MTA's 4th sales tax. They already have $5 billion a year and use that for gentrifying racist rail lines. The MTA is aggressively hostile to its passengers, overwhelmingly black and Latino, and uses sales tax money to cut 1 million hours of bus service and raise monthly passes from $42 a month to $100 a month. This is Mayor Garcetti's gentrification dream, in which rail gets people to shopping centers and airports while driving low-income riders off the trains and buses altogether. The Strategy Center will be filing a civil rights charges again against the MTA, this time for profound and egregious anti-black bias in its fair collection program, in which the non-existent violation of fare evasion is used to give tickets and arrests and make the trains into a police state. Did you know that 55% of all MTA tickets and arrests are imposed on black passengers? MTA officials should be convicted of civil rights crimes. They do not deserve another cent of our money, and they must use the fortune they already have for free public transportation, no fare collection on trains and buses. That's right, no fare collection on trains and buses, 5,000 zero-emission buses, and restoring 1 million hours of service. We strongly urge a no vote on Proposition M. Now, Channing Martinez and I, we work every Sunday. We like working Sundays. It gives us sort of a sneak up on the week. And we worked for about 6 hours last night generating this ballot initiative. I urge you to go online at www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com, and there's a click on registration. I don't know why we can't get 100 people per show to click it on, because then you would get the ballot initiative in the morning. You'll still get, if you click on it on now, we're going to send another one out tonight. We'll send another one tomorrow morning, and you'll get it. And so www.voicesfromthefrontlines. Also email me at eric@voicesfromthefrontlines, or you can email Channing at thestrategycenter.org, and we'd love to talk to you. So like I said, the very good PSA you got from John Powell was because he sent me, he's on our list, which is cool. He got the voter guide. He sent me back that wonderful, and Channing, I think you had a really great slogan. I think, you see me and Channing, we think the other one's very cool. So he said, if your right to vote doesn't count, then why do they want to take it away? That's really good. You should work on that. I mean, no, I'm serious. That's a great slogan. If your vote doesn't count, then why do they want to take it away? It's really great. All right, no one in. You got that, sisters and brothers? 818-985-5735. You can start calling in. Somebody wants to call on Prop 64. We're going to get to Prop 64. 56, the cigarette sales tax. Vote no. Vote no. This is another Calvinist syntax. Not syntax like language. A syntax. That punishes the poor for smoking. If we agree that nicotine is addictive, then why force people, especially low-income people, to pay $2 more for a product to which the manufacturers make them addicted? This is another way that the Democratic liberals try to get money into the state treasury, because they will not stand up to the police and prison lobbies. Instead, under the guise of public health, they prefer to demonize and further tax black and Latino youth. If black and Latino youth, we want to encourage them not to smoke. But this, it's not the worst thing in the world, folks. Police brutality is the worst thing in the world. What the United States is doing in the third world, if kids want to smoke, they smoke. You don't charge them $2 more. You do public education work with them, but you don't keep putting money into the state government. Okay? 818-985-5735. We need some more calls if you want to talk. I can talk. Me and Channing will talk for the whole hour. All right. 60, attacks adult film workers. Vote no on 60. This is another sin proposition that sets up a porn film czar who will profit from prosecuting violators and can only be removed from his non-elected position through majority of both houses of the legislators. Adult film actresses Tasha Raine and Julia Ann appeared on Voices from the Frontlines, appealing for our help to defeat an initiative they felt would bring personal harm to them and other adult film performers by making them vulnerable to stalking and harassment. You can go on www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com/prop60 on September 20th. You can find the interview that we did with them. Any comments on either cigarette sales tax or the adult film or Prop M, Channing, before I move on to death penalty?
Yeah, I mean, the cigarette sales tax, a lot of people are on the fence, but the reality is that tobacco is addictive. Just because they charge $2 more doesn't mean that I'm going to stop buying it if I'm addicted, right? They're going to get that money. And so where are the real solutions for that, right? Why are – it's like what we're saying with the police, right? The only way to stop police brutality is to cut the police. The only way to stop nicotine addiction is to then cut the sales of nicotine and tobacco in actual stores, right? The Measure M, the Metro should just be ashamed. Okay. Metro should just be ashamed. They're doing outright genocide on the black community, right? You drive down Crenshaw, almost every single black business has been pushed out and closed, right? You drive down, you go door to door, as we've been doing for the last week, and now people are talking about a lot of the white residents that are moving in, and people are talking about some of the residents that are moving out. One resident even came to speak with us and said that she is moving out because she can't handle being in the community anymore, right? That's only one side, right? We haven't even talked about the actual tickets on the trains, right? Where basically it becomes like a requirement that I become stopped and frisked by a police in order to actually use a system that I've already paid for, right? I think those are my comments.
Yeah, thank you. So everybody, 818-985-5735. You got to get on the line if you want to talk about different propositions. No on M, no on 56, no on 60 on attack film adult film workers. 66, death penalty acceleration, no. Now, this is you have to understand, we're going to get to that in a minute when we get to yes. I think it's called 62 is the good one. Mm-hmm. Death penalty abolition. This has been placed on the ballot to screw up the voters and get them confused, but it's also saying, all right, if you're worried about the long lines of people, the long waits, like 15 years to execute people, let's speed it up. It's called death penalty acceleration. No on 66. This is a mean-spirited effort to speed up executions by denying death penalty prisoners full due process. It would limit successive appeals to within 5 years of a death sentence. It would also allow the courts to appoint unqualified ambulance chasers with no experience in death penalty appeals to represent death row inmates. Hey, I really need an appeal on my death penalty. Well, I do insurance claims. So why are you representing me? Because the court gave me the damn case. I don't even know anything about the death penalty. No, we can't allow this to happen. It will also invalidate a voter-approved death penalty ban, which is Prop 62, if it gets more votes than Proposition 62, which calls for the elimination of the death penalty. So you get that? If Prop 62 passes, but this passes, it defeats Prop 62. That's why it was put on the air by the people that love the death penalty. Get it? 818-985-5735. About 10 more minutes, but hey, you're not going to get anything more fascinating than this, so listen, but then call in because we want to hear your opinions about these ballot propositions. All right, these are our no's. No on M, no on 56, no on 60, no on 66. Eric Mann, you're on Voices from the Frontlines. Great. Somebody here wants to talk about tobacco. Somebody wants to talk about 56 and 57, which is great. I think somebody else wants to talk about 64. So this is great. We're going to keep going, okay? 818-985-5735. You're on with Eric Mann and Channing Martinez. This is a special edition of Voices from the Frontlines, Take the Initiative Voter Guide, Recommendations for Liberals, which I'm not, Progressives, which I'm not, Radicals, which I am, and Revolutionaries, which I definitely am. But whoever you is, we want you to pay attention and vote tomorrow. All right, HHH, Funding for Homeless Housing. This is a proposal by the City of Los Angeles to raise $1.2 billion, this is a yes, to create 10,000 units of permanent supportive housing and affordable housing for homeless people. This is supported by our allies at the Los Angeles Community Action Network and is long overdue, if still not sufficient, investment in what's called a Housing First Tactical Plan for the Homeless. As I've been reading about it, let me explain what that means. 818-985-5735. Housing first means in the past they were saying, well, you can't provide housing. First you have to give people drug counseling. First you have to work on this. First, no, put a roof over somebody's head. And then they can continue to have the other needs for mental health, for drug addiction, for things like that. I like this proposition, but we got some buts here. A bond measure is still a tax. You're listening to Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines. www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. Eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com. Send me an email. But a bond measure is still a tax. When we demand services from the city, they tell us that they have debt service obligations to pay interest on bonds the voters have approved. That's to say, when you vote for $1.2 billion, they go out and borrow that from the bank. The bank charges them maybe 4% or 5%. Then they have to pay like a mortgage. They pay back the principal, and they also have to pay back interest. So then when you go and say, I need better schools, I need better hospitals, I need these, and they say, hey, I don't have any money left because, one, I mainly gave the money to the police, and two, I have what's called debt service on my bonds. So you have to understand that this is not free. When you vote for a bond, it's okay to vote for a bond. Just know it's a form of a tax, which people don't understand. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know, let them borrow the money. No, you're borrowing the money. Get that? This should be paid for, along with many other urgently needed social services, out of the city's general fund. But that would involve cutting the police budget of L.A. by 50% or more. Did you know the police have 55% of the L.A. city budget? That's why they have to take a bond to help the homeless, because they don't have any money to help the homeless because they gave all the money to the police. We need the social welfare state, not the police state. And until we challenge the police budget, we'll be taxing and bonding ourselves into further debt. While we support this important ballot initiative, at some time, voters will have to vote down additional bond measures and sales taxes and stand up to the Pentagon, the prison industry, and the police. 55 continues the tax on the wealthy. We support that. Vote yes. Extends by 12 years personal income tax increases on earnings over $250,000 for single filers, $500,000 for joint filers to fund K-12 and community colleges. But we have to take a hard look at the state budget to see all the funds allocated for police, prisons, punishment, boondoggle construction projects, and other corrupt and reactionary uses of funds. But within the present structure, continuing this tax is an important stopgap. I want to go to the phones. I've heard enough of my own voice. So what we're going to do is, I just want to tell you, 57, I'm going to read it later, increased parole chances for prisoners convicted of nonviolent acts. This proposition supports increasing parole and good behavior opportunities for felons convicted of nonviolent crimes, allow more opportunities to reduce sentences through good behavior, and allow judges, not prosecutors, to decide whether to try certain juveniles as adults in court. There's a lot of stuff I want to write about it, but not now. So yes on 57. Yes on 62, death penalty abolition. Yes on 64, I'm going to read the legalization language, and then we're going to finish. Yes on 64, according to the Drug Policy Alliance, quote, Prop 64 will allow the responsible use of marijuana by adults 21 and over within a tightly regulated system. It'll allow adults to legally possess, transport, purchase, and consume and share up to 1 ounce of marijuana and 8 grams of concentrated marijuana. Adults 21 and over may also legally grow up to 6 plants in their home. The newly formed Bureau of Marijuana Control, within the Department of Consumer Affairs will coordinate regulation and enforcement with several state agencies to protect consumers, the environment, and public health, and will oversee regulation for both medical and non-medical marijuana. Now, this is important. Prop 64 eliminates or substantially reduces these penalties. Many existing misdemeanors and felony will disappear from the books. For minors, all penalties become infractions with education rather than arrest and incarceration. These sweeping reductions in criminal penalties will be retroactive. Past convictions for crimes reduced or eliminated by Prop 64 may be expunged from or reduced on a criminal record. We support the dramatic reduction in arrests and convictions for marijuana possession and are encouraged that retroactive convictions will be expunged and reduced. We're concerned that there's a contradiction between marijuana legalization and regulation. We're concerned that law enforcement, that is police, still acting on anti-Black and Latino animus, will aggressively police the new rules and, as one scenario, kick in doors to see if a Black family has the allowable 6 plants or 7 or 21. We're also concerned that no matter what public funds are generated by new marijuana taxes, the police, as the most effective revenue eating machine, will get a lot of them. We're also concerned that a new marijuana industry that will, like the alcohol, soon become just another white capitalist hustle with all the attendant abuses. But these are fights to be had the day after it passes, and not reasons to oppose or not fully support this important initiative. Big props to the Drug Policy Alliance for their long devotion to these causes. All right, now let's go to the phones. Bill, can I hear what you have to say, Bill, number one?
Yeah, hello, Eric. I've talked to you over the years. I mean, the last little discussion we had was over 8 years ago when you were pretty much backing Obama, and I knew he was going to Tom out by his past record the minute he got in the office, which he did. But the point is, I'm a hardcore leftist. I spent most of my adult life in leftist issues. And I cannot understand why so many liberals are always on the side of these murderers on death row. I did a documentary when I was very young, and I got to know a number of people at the Mansfield prison and in the Lucasville on death row. And they were the personification to me of Nazi. They're against everything that diametrically opposed to almost everything you stand for. They're conservative, they're right wing, and they think they can take someone's life because they can. So why do you concern yourself, or liberals basically concern themselves with those people? I remember.
All right, now you made your point. We're on the 2 minute. Let me respond because I have about five others. You made a point. I wanted you to have the chance. I want to say for the record, don't ever call President Obama what you called him. He's a black man. You have no right to determine. If you don't like him politically, you make your point. I would never use that against the President of the United States, especially the first black president. Secondly, you misunderstand. I don't care. The issue is not who's on death row. The issue isn't whether I like them or don't like them. I don't support state murder. The state is supposed to be, which it's not, more elevated than a person who does something either wrong, under drugs, did or didn't do it. When the state becomes a murderer, that's despicable. I urge people to vote yes on Proposition 62. Next, Jason, and thank you for calling. That's really good that you called. Jason, what's up?
Eric, just had a question on probably the least sexiest of these propositions, but perhaps in my mind, since I've already made up my mind, I think I'm pretty straight on how I'm going to vote. But the plastic bag propositions 65 and 67, those have me a bit confused, and I'm not sure if they're mutually exclusive. If you have a recommendation one way or the other, I know that I'm registered green, so the Greens say no on 65, yes on 67, and then I came home yesterday to see a official Republican voter guide that has it the other way, obviously. So I'm just wondering if you had anything to say on those plastic bag propositions.
Jason, thank you. You know, Mao Zedong had a really good expression. He said, no investigation, no right to speak. Since I don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to pass, okay? I focused on the nine things that I've studied carefully. But why don't you end by just telling Jason, how do you plan to vote on those? Okay, maybe he got off. Okay, but thank you, Jason, for calling. Thank you. Chi? Is that Chi?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, I'm blessing yourself.
All right, you're on and Voices from the Front Lines with Eric Mann, 818-985-5735. If you have a position on any ballot initiative, please call us. And Maggie Lee Peake, thank you so much for doing the phones. Go ahead, Chi, what's up?
Okay. I'm looking at a flyer that I picked up at one of the medical marijuana places, and it says no on Proposition 64. It gives 5 points as to why, and point number three says that George Soros is a major shareholder in both Monsanto and Bayer Pharmaceuticals is funding 64. And according to this flyer, the next point is pharmaceutical companies are losing millions of dollars as people use marijuana as medicine. Prop 64 rules about medical access will force many patients off cannabis and back on prescription drugs. Proposition 64 rules about following federal laws would mean that only GMO industrial hemp can be grown in California if Proposition 64 passes.
So do you want to vote no, or are you asking my opinion?
If this is true, I'm urging people to vote no.
All right. Well, that's why you're on Voices from the Frontlines, because you got an opinion. Okay, I would say this. If you listen to my yes, but, I think there's a lot of problems with everything under capitalism. I mean, here's the problem. You got a sick system, right? So, yes, I absolutely think that the drug companies are going to move in on legalized marijuana. I believe that the police are going to move in on legalized marijuana to arrest people for being illegal, you know. But I do trust the Drug Policy Alliance. I work with them closely. These are people who have done the very best they can. This is going to get a lot of people out of prison. This I know to be true. This is its strength. So many black people are in prison, so many low-income people, for the totally non-existent crimes that they make up, including possession or even sales. So my opinion is yes. Your opinion is no. That's why it's called Voices from the Frontlines. Chi, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, you take care of yourself, all right? And thanks for having an opinion. Can I get Eddie from L.A. City, 818-985-5735? What do you think, Eddie? You want to talk about the cigarette tax?
Cigarette tax. I am so glad to hear somebody on the other side. If it's premium cigarettes you smoke, tax almost adds 50%. If you smoke cheap cigarettes, it almost doubles the price. The people who have quit easily, they've already done it. Most of those stories are old. I worked behind a cigarette store for a while, and there was $1.50 raised quite a few years ago. And those people were still smoking, but their cars looked worse because they were going to spend that money on cigarettes because they were addicted. Also, that high price on the cigarettes, that adds stress, which surprisingly makes you want to smoke more. Yeah. And the worst part of this is it makes criminals out of jail guards and prison guards, because suddenly cigarettes, which are really valuable in jails and prisons, would go up to like $40 and $50 a pack, and people who didn't have any moral problem with cigarettes might be convinced it's worth their while to bring things in like that.
Well, I think that's great.
I appreciate your view on this. You don't hear it almost anywhere, and I know you're not in the pocket of big tobacco.
Hell no. And listen, that's really good what you said. Let me stay with a minute on this. You're talking to Eric Mann. You're on Voices from the Frontlines with Channing Martinez, 818-985-5735. If you like my opinion, please send me an email, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines, so we can put you on. That's the easiest way. I'll put you on the list of our radio show, or go on our site. You can go all the back shows, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. I was in prison for a year and a half for demonstrations against the war in Vietnam. Spent a little bit more time in there than I expected when I carried out the action, but I didn't have any say over it. And you're absolutely right. Cigarettes, I don't know if you know, are not just for smoking. Cigarettes are the currency. If you want to get a shirt, like a guy would make me a custom prison shirt, it would be four packs. If you want whatever you want, it's six packs. So the cigarette becomes the cigarette pack. So if it goes, as you say, for $6, $7, $8, $10, I'll tell you one more thing. There's a lot of people here that are in bed with the Democratic Party that do not want to stand up to the police or the military or the prisons, and they're trying to figure out how to get money for the state government. So they keep passing these cigarette taxes because the voters seem to like it, and they don't care about poor black and Latino kids who are addicted. So this is a sick thing, and yes, what's the number here? I want to make sure we're saying, what's the one we're voting no on here?
56.
56. No on 56. Thank you for calling, brother. Next
sure
caller.
I appreciate your show.
All right. Keep staying. And tomorrow at 4, we'll be on again. Where do you want to go, Maggie? Andrew from Simi Valley? Thank you.
How are you doing today?
All right, brother.
Eric, how are you?
What's up? You're with Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines.
Yeah, Eric, I'm going to have to disagree with you on 56, just on someone that I guess would be, I enjoy it, but there's an addiction factor to it, of course. You look at the facts of cigarette is the number one preventable cause of cancer and heart disease and stuff. It accounts for 30 to 35% of the deaths in the population. Food-related things are causing the same amount, so why are we not taxing hamburgers? Why are we not taxing anything? Taxing Syntax does nothing like it did with heroin. When you're ready to quit smoking, you're ready to quit smoking. Plain and simple. Adding tax and adding money and everything like that wait for your alcohol to continue to go up. Wait for the marijuana prices. Did they not go up in Colorado? So that's the only thing I'm disagreeing with you on. I love the idea of the marijuana tax where they're going to get all these people out of prison. That is one of the most beautiful propositions that are going right now. But I disagree with you on that aspect, only for it's going to hurt the tobacco companies, but they got load months of, I'm trying not to swear, it's hurting the consumer, the little guy. That's
so
my
wait,
belief. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that aspect.
One second. So we want you to call 818-985-5735. We need more callers. Otherwise, I sing a lot, and I have a little more commentaries on these ballot initiatives. We have about three callers on the line. We'd like 10 or 15. 818-985-5735. Take any ballot initiative that you like or dislike. We want to hear your opinion. It's called Voices from the Frontline. So I want to hear that voice. So let me ask you a last question.
Right?
Let me ask you a last question. Are you saying you are for or against the tobacco tax?
That's to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you hung up on me. I just held it up. No, I'm against it only because I consider it, again, a sin tax.
Yeah, right.
I'm not lost on what. Did you say no one 56?
Yeah, no one 56. Yeah, no one 56.
Oh, no, I apologize. I thought you were saying yes.
No, you know, Suzanne Rosanna Downer would go, never mind. So, yeah, we're both no one 56. Okay, it's all good. 818-985-5735. You're on Voices from the Front Lines. All right, Maggie, who am I doing next? Lonnie? What's up, Lonnie? You on Prop 64?
I'd like to speak about Prop 64.
Please.
Yeah, well, I'm against 64 for a lot of reasons.
Give us two.
There's not many people in jail or prison for possession of 1 ounce or less. So I'm not sure how this is supposed to release people from jail and prison. And judges already have the discretion. And it doesn't say they will be released. It just says they can petition. They can already do that. But if you're between 18 and 21 and you get caught with marijuana, new penalties are up to 6 months in jail. This makes it illegal to smoke outside. What happens to homeless people, homeless veterans? So they're going to get fines. They're going to end up in jail.
Your last point. Go ahead.
Yeah, in today's L.A. Times, already there's an argument between one of the attorneys who drew this up and the State Board of Equalization about if medical patients are going to have to pay the sales tax. Well, the medical patients with a state ID card, it says the State Board says they don't, but the attorney who wrote the thing says they do. One place in the proposition it says you can have 4 grams of concentrated cannabis. Another part says 8 grams. This thing is a nightmare. It's going to destroy thousands of families that depend upon growing cannabis and selling it.
Okay, brother. I'm going to let you there. Okay. No, listen. You made the point. It's a good point. Let me say this. A lot of times when I vote on things, I have to trust somebody. Like, I trust the Drug Policy Alliance. I've had disagreements with Stephen Gutwillig and with Lynn Lyman on this bill. I think they've been overselling it. I think a lot of things you're saying do concern me. I don't like a 15% tax. I don't think it's going to bring money into low-income communities. I don't. I think it's going to be scooped up by the Democratic Party elites. I don't like a lot of things about it. But if death penalty focus says vote yes on 62, I trust Mike Farrell. I trust that. I read it. I have a lot of problems with 64. I'm voting yes, that's all. And you've raised some very good concerns that we got to fight on. So now, could I get my 818-985-5735? Who do we got next? Who do you want? Dutch? All right, Dutch, what's happening?
Hi, Eric. I'm really glad you're having this show. Thank you.
Of course.
A fellow asked about the difference between 65 and 67, the two plastic bag initiatives.
Okay, cool.
And 67 is the one that bans the bags altogether. 65 says revenues from bag sales will go to environmental things. I have from a progressive voter guide that shows that Prop 65 is a shill bill from the plastics industry that will – it says Prop 65 would require a fee to support, in quote, environmental fund that would be used to help overturn California's ban on plastic bags. It's largely seen as the plastics manufacturing industry's excuse to reintroduce wasteful plastic bags by encouraging the state to use environmental fund to recycle plastic bags.
So you're urging on no on 65, is that right?
Correct. No on 65, yes on 67 is the way I interpret that.
Good. I'll tell you one thing I was thinking is that I hate this whole thing. I mean, you know how much I spend now on bags? I mean, every time I go, I don't have a bag. So they want to say, do you want a bag? They're not getting rid of bags. They just, instead of giving me the bag, they're selling it. It's not deterring me. Then I buy three plastic bags for a dollar. Then I put it in my car. Then I take it up to my place. And then I forget to bring it down in my car. So the only people who I think are making money on all this is the bag industry. So no on 65, you say yes on 67. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the way I read it. And I think that the younger generation is getting conditioned to bring bags with them, and this will be a sea change eventually. I fall into the same thing. I forget to bring my bags back.
maybe it's an age thing, but I'll keep working on it. Thank you, brother. You're on Voices from the Frontlines with Eric Mann. We're going to listen to Keith on Prop 64.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for your show. Thank you for your opinions and your experience and taking the time to just share with us on the radio.
That's very nice.
Several reasons why I'm going to vote no on 64, and I encourage anybody at all that has not read what 64 entails to please read 64.
All right, Keith, because we had a lot of calls. Say two reasons.
Sure,
make two points that you think are important.
The tax that they are going to put on the growers will then extend into the dispensaries. The dispensaries will have to be charging your patients, which are no longer allowed to be patients. You're going to have to become a recreational user. So after that happens, see what this is? This is absolute distribution of wealth top down. And Sean Parker is paying for this bill. And if anybody knows anything about Sean Parker, what he did to the music industry, it's exactly what he's trying to do to the cannabis industry in California. So if anybody cares about their medical rights to plant that grows here, then they have to vote no.
Thanks a lot. I'm very concerned about Sean Parker's role, by the way. I'm yes on 64, but I think when individual wealthy people, Sean Parker from Napster, Steve Zuckerberg, I mean, they think they're somebody, you know, they throw around billions of dollars, and they shape a lot of these initiatives in a way I don't like at all. So thank you for raising that. That's one of my no on 64 arguments, but I'm still yes on 64. Terry's next. What's up, Terry? You're on Voices from the Frontlines with Eric Mann and Channing Martinez with the Labor Community Strategy Center. Check out our Take the Initiative voter guide at www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. And a thank you, Maggie LaPique, for helping us on the boards. This is a lot of work. What's up, Terry? You on the cigarette tax? Is that right?
That's correct, yes. I think your reasoning on your no vote on the cigarette tax is a little off because you're completely forgetting what one previous caller mentioned, and that was the health effects of cigarettes, and nicotine particularly. You can't have everything in a prop, and I hear you on other propositions say, you know, there's my negatives or my positives, but I'm coming down positive. I think you should come down positive on 51 as well because, sure, it will have the negative effects on the lower classes that actually use tobacco in more quantity. But for every inconvenience or dollar you take out of their pocket that might be used for food or something, you might be saving a life. Their life, the people that use the tobacco.
Well, thanks, Terry. I would just say this, and let me go on. I think when you talk about the lower classes, these
I
are...
I know, that's a poor word.
Wait, listen, no, listen, it's... I just was saying a thing. I've worked in the Black and Latino community my whole life. I don't see them as the lower classes. These are the people I care the most about. They are saying they can't afford this, and if a kid is addicted, I would rather do public health education than charge them $2 more a pack, okay? But thank you for your point. That's why we call it Voices from the Frontlines. All right, who we got next? Let's go to, is that Jose? Let's do Jose about the cigarette tax.
Hi.
This is Prop. Now, you understand, our position is no on 56. What do you think, Jose?
You know, I am, you know, a young Latino millennial coming from, you know, what everyone's saying is a low socioeconomic background. And I just want to point out that this cigarette tax is touching on a broader topic of public health and environmental health. Everyone that has said no on the cigarette tax has not brought up how studies have shown, you know, Aboriginal kids and, you know, at-risk youth actually decrease their smoking behavior. And so I really urge a yes on Prop 56 because we have the scientific studies to back up our claims. We know that cigarette smokers do not care about the environment when they just flick their cigarette into our drinking water, our oceans. And we know that this is a public health concern, too. Everyone deserves the right to breathe clean air, especially in L.A., where we already have, you know, not that great air quality to begin with.
Thank you, Jose.
Yeah, there we go.
Nicely said. I don't have to, you know, my position. I'm saying no on 56. He's saying yes. Let's keep going. Lee, can I? Hi, Lee. What's happening? You want to talk about Prop 62? Tell us about it, Lee. Is this death penalty?
Who is that? It's basically a backhanded road to state-sponsored slavery. You know, they're saying that, that they're going to put prisoners to work. And I know for a fact that prisoners make like about like 40 cents a day is a good job. Or no, 40 cents an hour is like a good job in prison. So, I mean, really, this looming prison industrial complex is a reason why 62. Like, I think state-sponsored killing is bad, but state-sponsored slavery is no better.
Nicely said.
So we should really look at that.
Let me, Lee, let me tell you what I wrote. I don't know if you heard. I'm saying yes, but listen to my but. So the first thing I said is, in our view, mandatory, quote, life without possibility of parole is still cruel and unusual punishment. I do not agree that in order to get rid of the death penalty, you have to sort of guarantee the bloodthirsty white people that, well, don't worry, he'll never get out for the rest of his life. Secondly, the increase in inmates' wages given to restitution is symbolically and materially wrong, and of course, a sop to perceived right-wing objections. But let's pass this important breakthrough and continue the uphill fight for prisoners' rights and free the 2.5 million U.S. prisoners, among whom 1 million are black prisoners. I completely agree that if we eliminate the death penalty, it's still hell inside the U.S. prisons, and as you said, it is slave labor for the prisoners. So we agree on that. In my case, I'm voting yes on 62. What do you think? Are you going to vote yes or no on it, Lee?
I am voting no on it.
Okay. That sounds good, and I understand your arguments. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, 818-985-5735. You're on with Eric Mann, Channing Martinez, Lee. Again, that's why we have the show. We don't have to argue every point. You had a good point, and that's why I wanted you on. Andrew, what's happening, Andrew? Tell me about Prop 62.
Hey, man, this is Andrew. Thank you, Eric, for taking the call and the good work you do. And I'm going to vote yes on Prop 62 just because I think that the death penalty, as they call it, is not only racist but barbaric. And I learned in a sociology class at SMC that rape used to be a capital crime. And 495 people were executed for rape. You know, they get the death penalty. And can you guess how many of them were black?
I'm afraid to know, but I know it's going to be an astronaut. You tell me.
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
That's right.
You know, and like five Latino dudes. You know, so it is racist. It is just barbaric. And one man does not have the choice to take the life of another person.
You know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I think, let's just add this, that I think that if you want to teach people that killing is wrong, killing people is not a good strategy, you know?
I completely agree, and I would say that there's a certain bloodthirstiness, not among, especially among white people who want to murder black people and Latinos, and these show executions are just disgusting. I'm voting yes on 62. A lot of you have been very appreciative. I really urge you to send me an email, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com, so we can put you on the mailing list, or go on www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com and put yourself on the mailing list, because the listeners, as always, you guys are great. And we got about 6 minutes left, and we got 10 callers, which is cool. Sasha in L.A., what's happening, Sasha?
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Eric. I just wanted to say I agree with most everything you've said and with the callers who disagree with you. So in some of the cases,
yep.
I wouldn't – I neither endorse – you know, I don't endorse certain measures. But I just wanted to say I've been involved in the Green Party for 25 years, and in the last couple of years I've been sitting on the coordinating committee for the Green Party, and unfortunately – well, this is just for anybody who's interested. I'm not saying you should follow the Green Party's endorsements or not, but I'm saying for anyone who is interested in looking at a quick list of up and down endorsements, go to cagreens.org, and there's a list right up on the main page. And in short, they just the ones that they do not endorse are lost the page here. I'm sorry. I was just looking.
It's okay. 51,
53, 56. Oh, geez. Anyway.
Why don't we leave it there? Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah. The one thing I'm have to say, I'm disappointed that I wasn't present, did not participate in this endorsements process as a coordinating committee member. And the one that I definitely disagree with is Prop 64. I don't know. I guess they just did not go through a thorough enough analysis, and I wasn't present to vote.
Thank you, Sasha. Appreciate your call, okay?
Okay.
Appreciate it. And I just want to say that Jill Stein is urging a no vote on Measure M. The LA Greens are actually for Measure M. In my opinion, they're too close to the Democratic Party. But Jill Stein is voting no. Rastama is next, and we have time for a few more calls. What's up, Rastama?
Yeah, my name is Rastama. Anyways, I'm calling from Santa Barbara, and I was just wondering, I don't know the exact age, but I remember I'm reflecting back when in California, I guess Arnold was a governor, and they killed Tookie. Remember Tookie?
Yes, of course. I was heartbroken over that.
Yes, and that's why I want to talk about the death penalty. I mean, I remember he wrote a book, and he used to be a motivational speaker in a lot of prisons and get a lot of, I don't want to say at risk, got a lot of young boys or even girls out of gangs. And he was even invited to the White House when Bush was president with a pen name. And when they found out who he was, they uninvited him. But what I'm saying is it was up to Arnold whether he was killed. And even the feds or whoever was in charge said, no, maybe this guy should stay alive and keep. And I think it all entails that we should talk about that more. And that's why a lot of times there's more gang violence. And I think Arnold is kind of funny. I don't know if it's
true. Rostam, I'm gonna have to let another speaker.
Yeah.
All right, good point. And thank you for calling Voices from the Frontlines. James, what's up, James?
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
All right, good to hear from you.
Yeah, that our initiative, some people vote no, you know, concerning the Water Initiative Act for that allows DWP to take control of wastewater and of civil service.
What number is that you want us to vote no? Because I want to get to one more person. What proposition is it, please?
It's our amendment.
All right, and you want a no on that? All right, thank you. Philip, and I want to make sure, Teddy, that we get to that last promo again, that one-minute promo, okay? Philip, and then we're going to go out with the voter. So this is Eric Mann with Channing Martinez. You're on Voices from the Frontlines, eric@voicesfromthefrontlines.com, www.voicesfromthefrontlines.com. This is KPFK 90.7 FM. It's a special edition, of a voter guide edition of Voices from the Frontlines. All right, Philip, you get the last word, and then we're going out. Hey, Philip, what's happening?
Hey, Eric, a blast from the past.
How you doing, Philip?
Well, I'm I'm with my, I have my good days and my bad days, but it's nice to hear you again on the radio. So I just want to, it's a shout out to Eric Mann.
You know, Philip, you're so beautiful. Let me tell you something. This is my brother, Philip, from the Bus Riders Union. And I don't know if you know, Philip, but you made, of course, that sculpture for me of the bubbles. It's on my desk. I think of you every day because he made a sculpture when they asked black people when they were about to vote, which is totally relevant as we go out. And, yes, thank you, Maggie. I do want to speak to him off the air. He made a sculpture because they asked black people how many bubbles are there in a bar of soap, which is a way of saying there is no correct answer. And I have it on my desk, Philip. I love you. I'm going to talk to you off the air. Teddy, can we go off with that, please? You've been on Voices from the Frontlines, special edition. You guys have been wonderful. 818-985-5735. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 for another edition, including some Native Americans who are fighting the fracking. Go ahead, Teddy.
I was born with a right to write my freedom on the pages of my life, to be considered a part of America, not apart from America.
They used to trade lies for ballots,
walk through bombs and bullets, cause back then for black skin it was a sin to vote. Lives were lost for us just to have a choice,
but times didn't change.
No change in our freedom, no locks on our minds,
violence on the TV screen, the siren scream, but we don't.
Either this generation rise or the one behind us dies. No change in our freedom, no locks on our minds. America trying to put the fear in us.
Are we gonna face adversity or run from it?
Are we gonna free to fight or play hide and seek?
Then deal with the consequences and disbelief.
I look at the children and see heaven in their eyes. You either fight the system or abide by it. We must stand and we must rise,
letting our light shine on November 8th.
No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our minds. We are the new millennials, so get up, find a poll,
choose your candidate.
It's never too early, it's only too late if you wait. We control our own fates,
our voices matter,
our voices are loud
and demand to be heard.
No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind. No more chains on our freedom, no more locks on our mind.